Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio, as he does at this time weekly, is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Ian. How are you?
I'm excited to play this week's show, but we've got to clear up last week's challenge first. I said start with the phrase grad school. Rearrange the letters, and you can spell a two-word phrase associated with some ships. What is the phrase?
The phrase you are referring to is cargo holds. All right, Ian, on April 15th, 1947, a man named Jackie Robinson started at first base for the Brooklyn Dodgers and broke the color barrier in Major League Baseball. Up to that point, African-American players had been relegated to the Negro Leagues. Robinson was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1962, and every year since 2004, April 15th, 2004 to be exact, Major League Baseball has celebrated Jackie Robinson Day, on which every player wears Robinson's number 42. Today is Jackie Robinson Day here on Any Questions because that's who this week's quiz is about. The Presidential Medal of Freedom, the highest civilian honor in the U.S., is given to individuals making, quote, an especially meritorious contribution to, among other things, significant public or private endeavors. In March of 1984, Jackie Robinson was posthumously awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom by what president?
Reagan.
That is correct. And in his speech, Reagan said, Jackie Robinson was a good citizen, a great man, and a true American champion. In 1951, Robinson hit a home run that won the final game of the season for the Dodgers, forcing a playoff series against the Giants. The Dodgers eventually lost that series, thanks in part to a home run hit by Bobby Thompson. By what phrase has Thompson's home run come to be known?
The shot heard around the world.
It was the start of the revolution, said Schoolhouse Rock, yes. In June of 1949, actor and athlete Paul Robeson made comments about the relationship between the United States and the Soviet Union. The following month, Jackie Robinson was called to testify and comment on Robeson's statement in front of what governmental committee, which in the mid-1940s began focusing its efforts on communism in the U.S.?
HUAC.
Do you know what that stands for?
House Un-American Activities Committee.
Very good. During a ceremony honoring the 25th anniversary of his Major League debut, Robinson commented, quote, I'm going to be tremendously more pleased and more proud when I look at that third base coaching line one day and see a black face managing in baseball. His wish came true 2 years after his death when what former outfielder, no relation to Jackie, became the manager of the Cleveland Indians, the first of four teams he would manage.
That's Frank Robinson.
That's Frank Robinson, right. And finally, Jackie Robinson has been portrayed numerous times on stage and screen over the years. He was played by Andre Brower in the 1990 TV movie The Court Martial of Jackie Robinson, and in the 2013 film 42, he was portrayed by Chadwick Boseman. Who first starred as Robinson in the 1950 film simply titled The Jackie Robinson Story?
A trick question, but I won't fall for it.
What?
Jackie Robinson.
That's correct. Jackie Robinson played himself in that movie. And in the review in the New York Times, they said, and Mr. Robinson, doing that rare thing of playing himself in the picture's leading role, displays a calm assurance and composure that might be envied by many a Hollywood star. Has your number been retired by all of Major League Baseball? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can log on to wamc.org/anyquestions and let us know, was he really safe at home or was he out like Yogi says? There's also some extra credit there and this week's challenge. Mike?
Start with the phrase second base. Add a letter and you can rearrange the result to spell a two-word phrase, four letters in the first word, seven letters in the second, that might describe a plot point in a movie starring Sean Connery or Daniel Craig. What is it?
Mike Nothnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and many other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we will play ball once again this time next week.
See you then.